Here we are back again in the downstairs part of the Gawler Civic Centre. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hello, Kay.
And we're back here reading our weekly looking back through the files of the Bunyip. And it's thanks to the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre that we've got a little corner of the room here where we can quietly record while everyone else is at lunch. So I'm reading, starting off reading this week, which is Wednesday, November 9, 2022, looking back through the files of the Bunyip 150 years ago. And the heading actually caught my eye. It says Bird the Pedestrian, and I'm thinking, is that a bird attacking the pedestrian? But no, it's a pedestrian called Mr. Bird.
Okay.
This unrivaled runner ran from Adelaide to Gawler on Wednesday morning. He started from the city at 9:30 a.m. and made a couple of halts on the road, amounting to an interval of an hour, arriving at the Gawler Arms amid hearty cheers at 1:15 p.m.
Wow.
He was accordingly on the run 3 3/4 hours, his speed being nearly 8 miles an hour. What is most extraordinary in Mr. Bird's case is the smallness of his build and the fact that his weight is now reduced to about 8 stone 2 pounds. He appeared not in the least fatigued by his run up on Wednesday or to require repose or refreshing in any degree, and returned to Adelaide by the evening train.
Mm.
Wow. Well, that's marathon distance. That's about 42 kilometres, 25 miles.
Mm.
My goodness.
There was a mention of him before in one of the stories.
Oh, was there?
Yes, it rings a bell.
Oh, does it?
Yes, yeah.
Or a bird. Ha ha. That's a bad joke, no. Oh, gosh.
100 years ago, fruit prices. There was not a good outlook for the fruit producer so far as prices are concerned this harvest. The blight of deer sugar has cut down Australia's consumption and output of jam in such a way as to cripple the hands of the manufacturers, who again have got disorganised buying powers owing to overstocking under keen competition in other years. There was almost a panic in the hearts of fruit growers who, on top of famous prices, have embarked in this splendid new Australian industry. That was a very long sentence.
It was a terrible sentence.
And it wasn't really worded.
Right. No,
it isn't. I had trouble reading it.
I have trouble understanding it even after you read it three times.
Yes, yeah. So the obviously sugar has gone up. Manufacturers are not organised to buy, to overstocking under keen competition in other years. Yeah, it's a difficult one, that one. And there's almost a panic in the hearts of fruit growers.
That they'll be giving away their fruit because it's not enough sugar.
Yeah. Mm. I think that's what it comes down to.
But it's again got disorganised buying powers.
Mm.
I think that's where it's difficult, who again have got disorganised buying powers. Anyway, right, let's just move on to 50 years ago, reunion last one, The Gawler River Primary School will hold a special Back to Gawler River School reunion on Sunday. Special because it could be the last reunion before the school closes down for good. The school is scheduled to be closed at the end of this year. The Department of Education has advised it will not dispose of the property for 5 years in case population increases merit reopening the school. So that's about 1972, which is about when they got rid of
a lot of old schools, the smaller schools.
Because we bought the old schoolhouse at Lower Light, which I think was sold in about the early 70s.
Mm.
We bought it in 1993 and had it for 20 years,
so... So I was at primary school at that time.
It was primary school.
And I remember the same thing was happening in Victoria with a lot of the rural schools being closed down or just becoming unviable.
Yeah. And Gawler River now, primary school, is now a private home next to the CFS stations.
That's the same with Kangaroo Flat, the primary school there. Probably closed, I think that closed down about the 1970s and that's now a private home.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful building.
Oh, and they beautifully made those old public buildings because
they were so solid.
Had the really good craftsmen onto them like this building.
Yes.
Your private homes tended to be a little bit more slapdash because people couldn't afford them, but the government spent good money on good schools.
They're lovely buildings.
Yeah.
So 25 years ago, Gawler's first lady motorist cruising at 104. She was Gawler's first female car driver, and she even drove her Model T Ford to the Dr. Dawes Private Hospital in Gawler to give birth to her daughter. She is Mrs. Hilda Henwood, who celebrated her 104th birthday recently at St. Lawrence's Anglican Aged Care Home in Grange. Born in 1893 at North Adelaide, she grew up and lived at Gawler for many years. She remembers walking from her home near Reed Sheaf Inn, east of the town, to Sandy Creek School.
Wow. And in fact, I think it's her daughter-in-law, another Mrs. Henwood, who is now 97 and lives in Gawler. Wow. Because their family lives at Two Wells.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Tough genes there.
Mm.
Well, if it's a daughter-in-law, it's another branch of the family. Anyway.
Yeah.
10 years ago, lightning storm lashes region. Well, what's new? We had a spectacular one last night, wasn't
it? We did, yes.
And that was exactly 10 years, November the 9th.
Yes.
Thousands of residents were left without power as a freak storm, lightning storm, swept through the region on Monday, leaving a trail of fires in its wake. Country Fire Service brigades were out in force across the Barossa and Gawler as the thunderstorm raged across the state from about noon until 10 p.m., Wow. Mm. More than 173,000 lightning strikes hit across the state, igniting about a dozen grass fires from Craigmore to Yudunda. That's a big storm that lasts that long. I mean, ours only lasted, what, an hour?
It was pretty short. Yes,
yeah,
it wasn't.
She was specky.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, the boys complained it didn't go for long enough, and I thought, well, you should be grateful you didn't lose power.
That'd be boys, wouldn't it?
It is. That's a boy thing. Yes, yes, indeed. So the Gawler Now and Then. Gawler Blocks Church, circa 1920s. The church was built on land given by Mr. Jabez Hillier. J-A-B-E-Z. I don't know. Jabez Hillier, in the area now known as Evanston Gardens. The foundation stone by John Murray was laid in July 1907 and the church was opened the following October. Now, is that building still there?
Evanston Gardens.
Yeah. I'm not sure, because there's a little graveyard in front of it. The graveyard would have to be still
there. And
this
is the one... No, well, there's one out at Carcloo.
Hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Hmm. Oh, well, that finishes up for this week then.
It does.
Well, it's always nice and interesting talking about the past. And
it is.
Looking to the future, council elections finish this weekend, so then we can get back on with whatever happens to be the new normal.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week with another edition of Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyip. Thank you,
Until next week. Thank you, Kay. For all life.